Welcome, welcome, welcome back to They Made Their Way to the Ring. Episode 4 of Season 2 is here. It's now. And the target of 300 streams is fast approaching. With the podcast, yeah, it's doing well. We've got an amazing 14 star-studded episodes behind us, delving into some of the most memorable careers of the most iconic females to lace up a pair of wrestling boots. Talents such as former WWE stars Victoria, Lita, Alicia Fox, Melina, and the Bellas, and talent still going hard all over the world today. Talent like Trish Stratus, Natalia, Maria Kanellis-Bennett, Impact returnee Mickie James, and new AEW Women's World Champion Saraya, plus much more. For this episode, I did things a little differently. I put a poll on Twitter and had you, my streamers and fans of the podcast, vote on who you wanted next. Your choice will be another former diva. A diva with multiple personalities. A diva who's had like five colours in her hair. She's been everything from Barbie to Harley Quinn. A briefcase holder, creepy doll owner, and Bray Wyatt persona. This woman, with a short 24/7 title win, sits blissfully as a 9-time women's champion in WWE. That's right, you voted for her. Making her way to the ring from Columbus, Ohio, Alexa Bliss. Before I get into this, I feel it's only right, given the devastating news that we received last month. I want to start this episode by saying simply thank you, Bray Wyatt. I want to take a minute to share my feelings on a great man. Wyndham was a creative genius, and I truly believe his contributions made the wrestling community, and by extension, the wrestling universe, a safe and better place. His talents were unmatched. His passion and imagination were simply a masterpiece. From the indies to the big money, Wyndham supported, taught, and cared for so many. He's left a huge void in the wrestling world, taken far too soon at the age of just 36. Now, I know I speak for the majority when I say, I hope you're at peace. And one final time, Wyndham, Bray, thank you. Born in August 1991, Alexa Kaufman, more commonly known as Alexa Bliss, had a very athletic childhood. She was no stranger to sports and competition. From a young age, she competed in track, softball, kickboxing, and gymnastics. She would reach Division 1 status in cheerleading during college, but it would be competitive bodybuilding where Lexi would make her mark, competing in the Arnold Classic. And she also met fellow WWE star Dana Brooke during this time. This would be a huge part of her early life, a time where she would shine. Standing at just 5 feet 1, Miss 5 Feet of Fury was sure to make waves upon her arrival in sports entertainment, and that, I can clarify, she did. Just keep listening to find out how. Now, before she was Alexa Bliss, the Alexa we know and love today, Lexi would be a new face headed to NXT when she was signed by WWE in May 2013. She made her first televised appearance in July when Paige celebrated her victory becoming the inaugural NXT Women's Champion. However, it wouldn't be until August that WWE would list her profile on WWE.com. And she was signed the ring name Alexa Bliss. An interesting little fact. Did you know Alexa would be the in-ring announcer for the 20th of November edition of NXT? She was announcing matches but strangely left unnamed. Maybe they were still figuring out a direction for her. Who knows? Alexa got a brief taste of the main roster when she was selected along with Charlotte Flair and Sasha Banks, also from NXT, to play a part in the game Triple H's WrestleMania 30 entrance in April 2014. If you haven't seen it, check it out. They looked phenomenal. It kind of reminded me of the Pepsi advert, the one with Beyonce, Britney, and Pink. You know the one. They were dressed like Roman gladiators or something. If you don't know the one, I'm guessing you're like under 20. Bliss would be seen making a televised in-ring debut the following month in May. She took part in the tournament to crown a new champion for the vacant NXT Women's Championship due to Paige being called up after defeating AJ Lee for the Divas title. Alexa's first character was as babyface as you could get. She was like Tinkerbell, only she had blonde hair and blue extensions with gear to match. She loved everything glitter and sparkle. I enjoyed her entrance. She was full of smiles and I really liked the chime effect when she would blow glitter over the spotlights. It was a really nice touch to her character. A first round match in the tournament was against Alicia Fox, a former Divas champion. A tough opponent for sure. Before the pair even locked up, it was fair to say the crowd were behind Alexa as the chants, "Let's go Bliss," echoed around the arena. The match was relatively short, it had many back and forths, but ultimately Alexa got to show off her athleticism and secured the win with a roll-up. The next week on NXT, we would see Alexa take on Charlotte Flair in the semi-finals of the NXT Women's Championship Tournament, with Sasha Banks ringside, so trouble usually wasn't far away. Alexa looked more confident in her second match. She attempted the tilt-a-whirl roll-up, which she used to beat Foxy the week before, and it looked much more fluent and clean, but it didn't even earn her a one count. The match didn't seem to allow Alexa much momentum, however, she didn't have as much in-ring experience as Charlotte. The match delivered, it needed to display Charlotte as the threat, and it did. It's as simple as that. She would beat Alexa with a Bow Down to the Queen finisher, later renamed Natural Selection, and she advanced to the finals. I think giving Alexa the win in the first round was a great move. It got the crowd behind her and it allowed, you know, Alexa to experiment with the crowd. So it was a job well done. Alexa's next match would come in June and she would pick up the victory once more with a roll-up, this time against Sasha Banks. The match showed some improvement from Alexa. She capitalized on a fight breaking out ringside with Sasha's BFF teammate Summer Rae and new NXT Women's Champion Charlotte. Alexa then took some time away to deal with an injury and would return on March the 11th, 2015. She would go one-on-one with rising star Carmella. Alexa came back with a new theme, a healed nose and a burning passion to hunt down the champion Sasha Banks. Alexa looked stronger than before in this match. She brought some new offense, upgraded some moves, delivered an impressive double knees, then looked to the top rope, and this was the debut of her finisher, the Sparkle Splash, later renamed Twisted Bliss. And 1, 2, 3. The following week, on March the 11th, Alexa called out the champion, and this led to a non-title match between the two. Alexa won by countout in her hometown of Columbus and was granted a title match the very next week. March the 25th came around and Alexa had the opportunity she'd been clamoring for, an NXT Women's Championship match. This was the first match that Alexa started to show some frustration. She had a lengthy match and she began to feel like she could potentially be the next big name in NXT. Alexa lost the match by a tap out to the champion's submission move. Alexa's heel turn came in May when she aligned herself with Buddy Murphy and Wesley Blake, the NXT Tag Team Champions. She had a mini feud ongoing in the background with the Princess of Staten Island, Carmella, who'd finally joined her boys Enzo and Big Cass to create a new mixed faction after weeks of trying to recruit her. Alexa and Carmella faced each other on May the 13th with another victory in the bag for Alexa when the tag champions came out to cause a distraction. The following week at TakeOver Unstoppable, Alexa helped the champions retain their titles against Enzo and Cass. Alexa would take on Carmella once more, strengthening their feud on June the 3rd episode of NXT. This time, the tag champs were officially in her corner. Both factions look great. I think Carmella and the boys had kind of like a hit row vibe to them, a streets attitude if you like, and Alexa and the champs debuted matching gear. She also had a new hair color, red. What a heel color, devil red. This was a good match. We now had a story behind the women and Alexa had fitted naturally into a heel role. She changed up her attitude and her overall performance in turn was more entertaining. She dominated Carmella and got the win with a roll up and a handful of tights. Typical heel right there. This whole 6-person mixed feud ended with a tag match on June the 17th with Enzo picking up the win for their faction. At NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, Blake and Murphy lost the tag team titles when Alexa attempted to interfere to help the boys, but Blue Pants came out and attacked her, causing the Vaudevillains to capitalize and capture the tag team championships. Throughout October and November, Alexa, with Blake and Murphy by her side, would go on to target Bayley, the new NXT Women's Champion. Bayley defeated Sasha Banks in what was dubbed to be the greatest match in history at NXT TakeOver Respect on October the 7th. I'll leave that one for you to decide, but it was one hell of a match. Alexa interrupted Bayley's title celebrations on October the 14th. She came to the ring clapping, showing some false appreciation for the champion, congratulating her on her accomplishment. Alexa said she was in total awe. The crowd chanted, "What?" Bliss said nobody deserved to be champ more than Bayley right now. She said, "Let's hear it one more time for the champ," and raised her arm. Was this a face turn for Bliss? Hell no. She snatched the title from Bayley's shoulder and Blake and Murphy blocked her path. Alexa stated she wasn't like Bayley. She didn't write herself letters at 10 years old. That people like her weren't meant to be this, a champion. This would set up a main event title match on NXT TV between the two on November the 18th. Alexa was unsuccessful in doing as she promised, taking the title from Bayley. This only led to set up Bayley's next challengers, Eva Marie and Nia Jax. 2016 came around. It was a new year and a new opportunity for Alexa Bliss. On January the 13th, she took part in a number one contender battle royal. My favourite kind of match. We saw Billie Kay, Peyton Royce, Aaliyah, Liv Morgan, Deonna Purrazzo, Emma, Carmella, Eva Marie, Cameron, Asuka, and Alexa Bliss all throw down for a chance to be the next challenger to the NXT Women's Championship. Sadly, being eliminated fifth, Alexa is gone, and so is her dream of holding the title. Another interesting fact, Deonna was the only diva in the match to never get a main roster call-up. The rest of 2016 saw Alexa and Blake break away from Murphy, officially disbanding the trio. On May the 25th, Bliss competed against Nia Jax and Carmella in a triple threat match to determine a number one contender for NXT Women's Champion Asuka. Alexa put on a great showing, but it wasn't meant to be. Nia would pick up the win, pinning Carmella after a huge leg drop. Alexa then competed in her last match in NXT on August the 17th, teaming with Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose against Carmella, Liv Morgan and Nikki Cross. Now, Alexa was unable to capture any form of gold during her NXT run, but the best was yet to come. She had one of the best character developments I've seen from a diva. She came in very green, very athletic, but not a lot of ring experience, and left a diva ready to hold a championship. Hell, even ready to hold a division. If you're not familiar with Alexa's run pre-main roster, then honestly, your $9.99 a month subscription will be money well spent. Check back on the NXT section and watch her rise on the network. Heading back a month to July, the annual supplemental draft was held, and 2016 saw some NXT divas receive a main roster call-up. NXT delivered Nia Jax to Raw and Alexa Bliss and Carmella to SmackDown, along with Eva Marie, who had been seen more frequently on the Black and Gold brand. It was July the 26th, 2016, when the main roster would be introduced to the newest Mean Girl on the block, along with the rest of the talent to boot. We got Becky Lynch, SmackDown's first female draft pick, versus Natalya. A good match between a top talent and a veteran. Becky regained her momentum after a loss to Natalya the previous week at Battleground. Using her devastating submission, the Disarmer, she would pick up the win on her first match on SmackDown Live. After the bell, Renee Young entered the ring to ask Becky how she felt after her win, and Becky simply responded with, "Just call me Becky Balboa, baby." And out came Little Miss Bliss. Alexa introduced herself and warned Becky that SmackDown Live was going to get a Bliss-tation from their new, hottest star. She went on to tell Becky that she may have been the first woman drafted to SmackDown, but she is looking at the personification of what the new era looks like. Then, Naomi interrupted, followed by Carmella and eventually Eva Marie. Now, I have to say I was seated for this. I couldn't wait to see what Alexa, Carmella and Eva would bring to the roster. Alexa would be seen 2 weeks later during Eva Marie's storyline, one of my favourite storylines. You have to admit, it was a genius, genius storyline. It could have gone somewhere big for Eva, I'm sure of that. But Eva, for the second week in a row, was unable to compete, and Becky said no way would she go backstage 2 weeks in a row because she was a fighter. She asked for a challenger, and a challenger she got when Alexa Bliss stepped up to the plate, on her birthday too. Alexa brought a more confident moveset. She even argued with the ref's count and gave him multiple examples of 1, 2, 3. Eva Marie, mid-match, was reintroduced on the Tron as ready to compete, but Alexa took advantage of the distraction. She slammed Becky to the mat, stepped on her body laid out, and delivered the Twisted Bliss for the three count on the Irish Last Kicker. Alexa would make her pay-per-view debut just a week later at SummerSlam on the 21st of August when she took part in a six-diva tag team match. Alexa, Natalya, and Eva's replacement after suspension, Nikki Bella, beat Becky, Naomi, and Carmella. Now, skipping forward to September the 6th, SmackDown Live, and of course another huge milestone for the women of WWE and the fans no less. Daniel Bryan, SmackDown GM, announced that at Backlash, one woman would be crowned the inaugural SmackDown Women's Champion in a six-pack challenge. It wouldn't be a fatal four or a fatal five-way. I would call it a sadistic six-way match. Essentially, a six-women elimination match. We would have Becky versus Natalya, Naomi, Alexa, Carmella, and Nikki. Six top women on the main roster, SmackDown's women's roster, head-to-head for the chance to crown the first ever SmackDown Women's Champion. The match was a good chance for each woman to showcase their abilities, and Alexa came with a new look, a Harley Quinn kind of look. Unfortunately, Alexa would be the first woman eliminated from the match, but this downward spiral, it wouldn't last long. The following week, Bliss would win a fatal five-way match to become a number one contender. Bliss lost her first title match against the champ, but got her rematch at TLC in December, where she became the second SmackDown Women's Champion, after putting Lynch through a table. This match was a clinic. I really enjoyed seeing the chemistry between the two. I just felt it ended quite abruptly. I didn't feel, you know, like a setup, but I guess it all adds to the element of surprise. I enjoyed seeing a new talent pick up the title and begin a new era. Did you? Alexa's first title reign was memorable. Her feud with former champion Becky Lynch intensified. Lynch made it her mission to recapture the title, and both had underhand tactics to use against each other, one in common. A mystery woman known only as La Luchadora, it would be revealed that the mystery woman was actually Alexa and Becky. How could that be, I hear you ask? Well, let me tell you. They would both use the same disguise to interfere in each other's matches. That was okay. It worked. However, the confusion came when a third woman dressed as La Luchadora entered the fold. Alexa and Becky's title match main evented on SmackDown on January the 17th, 2017 in a steel cage match. Becky trapped Alexa in the disarmor. The victory was in sight, but La Luchadora entered the cage. She hit Becky with a roundhouse kick and Alexa delivered the snap DDT for the win. After the bell rang, a two-on-one attack ensued, but Becky fought back. She unmasked the figure and it turned out to be none other than Mickie James. The legend, the now 10-time women's world champion. I did mention in a previous episode, WWE dropped the ball with Mickie in her latest run. I think they did her so wrong bringing her back in that capacity, almost like Alexa's sidekick. Now, it's no shade to Alexa, but we had a newbie on the main roster in control of a legendary and only six-time WWE Women's Champion. I would have booked it much differently, but we can't change the past, and it was great to see the chemistry between past and present unfold. I just think Mickie deserved a little better. It's worth noting at this point, Alexa captured her first title after only 5 months on the main roster. An incredible feat. She really had developed herself into a believable heel persona and someone who could represent the division. Alexa held the title until February, where she lost to Naomi at Elimination Chamber. However, just 9 days later, after Naomi was forced to relinquish the title due to injury, Alexa beat Lynch once again and became the first ever two-time SmackDown Women's Champion. Alexa would have her first WrestleMania match as champion in April 2017 at WrestleMania 33, where she would defend her SmackDown Women's Championship in a six-pack challenge, which also featured... Do you think Brian or the powers that be had a thing for six packs during this time? It was a common theme, wasn't it? Anyway, the match would also feature Becky Lynch, Naomi, Mickie James, Carmella, and Natalya. And speaking of themes, Alexa would drop the title once again to Naomi by using a head scissor choke, making Bliss tap out. making Naomi the second woman to become a two-time SmackDown Women's Champion. Now, Alexa would leave SmackDown, the two-time women's champion that she was, and head to Raw during a Superstar Shake-Up. She had her Raw debut on April the 10th, where she would confront familiar rivals, Raw Women's Champion Bayley and Sasha Banks. We saw a vulnerable champion in Bayley. We saw the heel tendencies, which you can always bank on from Sasha Banks, and out came the goddess of WWE. The crowd obviously approved of this move from SmackDown to Raw, as they were very, very vocal. Alexa grabbed the mic and welcomed herself to Raw. In true fashion, she turned on the crowd and told everyone that the only person here who deserved any recognition was me. Well, Alexa, obviously, not me. Sasha questioned the comment and Bliss fired back, reminding her she's a two-time SmackDown Women's Champion, sweetheart. She emphasized how she was excited to put the SmackDown drama behind her and focus on what she does best, winning, dominating, becoming a champion, and with that came out former BFF Mickey James. Some trash talking between the ladies ensued, followed by Nia Jax, who ran down the ramp, cleaned house, then picked up the belt standing tall. The following week, Alexa would win a fatal four-way match for the right to be named number one contender. She faced champion Bayley at the pay-per-view Payback and won the championship, becoming the first woman ever to hold both the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championships. Impressive, huh? Now, Alexa did a lot during this period, so I'm going to break down some major moments and accomplishments. Some bullet points, if you like. Alexa lost her first Raw Women's Championship to Sasha Banks at SummerSlam on August the 20th after holding the title for 112 days. Alexa regained the title from Sasha just 8 days later on Raw, making her a two-time Raw Women's Champion. Similar story to SmackDown with Naomi. In September, Bliss defended her championship in a fatal five-way match against Nia Jax, Emma, Bayley, and Sasha Banks, and she retained. The following night on Raw, Mickey confronted the champion and this led to a title match at TLC, which Bliss won. In February 2018, the first ever all-women's Elimination Chamber match took place. Alexa would have her title on the line against Bayley, Mickey James, Sasha Banks, and Absolution members Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose. Bliss won the match by pinning the last surviving member, Sasha Banks, with a DDT from the top rope. Alexa then teamed with Braun in the Mixed Match Challenge event, a great, fun, light-hearted time in sports entertainment. The team made it to the semi-finals, but lost to eventual winners The Miz and Asuka. Mixed tag matches should happen more often, I think. Alexa's next big stop would be WrestleMania 34. Alexa entered as champion and she looked phenomenal. Nia Jax was the challenger, and this was a David versus Goliath match. Nia shocked the world with a Samoan drop on Alexa from the top rope and ended the champ's second reign at 223 days. Alexa sustained a shoulder injury but was back to full health when in June 2018 she competed against Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Ember Moon, Lana, Natalya, Naomi and Charlotte for a chance to win the Money in the Bank briefcase. And that she did. She became the third superstar but first woman in history to cash in on the same night, becoming a three-time Raw Women's Champion. Now, this cash-in was great. The match between Ronda and Nia was underway. Ronda delivered a huge, almost rock bottom to Nia and attempted to apply the armbar. Then, out of nowhere, again, absolutely out of nowhere, Miss Money in the Bank stormed the ring, hitting Ronda over the head to break the submission. The ref rang the bell, it was a disqualification, and the match was done. Bliss went after Ronda, a few back shots with the briefcase, and she was sent into the ring post and outside the ring. The crowd went wild. Another shot to Rousey outside the ring, and over the announce desk she was thrown. Back in the ring, Bliss went after the injured arm of Jax. JoJo announced, "Ladies and gentlemen, Alexa Bliss is cashing in the Money in the Bank contract," and then she delivered a punishing DDT to Jax, attacked the injured arm, and up to the top turnbuckle, the goddess of WWE goes, and in true Bliss fashion, delivered a devastating Twisted Bliss, and new Raw Women's Champion, Alexa Bliss. After about 90 minutes of being Miss Money in the Bank, she was now a 5-time women's champion, and that is how it's done. Alexa, the OG of cashing in. If you haven't already, check out this pay-per-view. The other great women's match we got was one of my favourite SmackDown women's champions, Alexa's rival, Carmella, with that chinless idiot Ellsworth by her side, defending against the Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka. Remember, only $9.99 a month. I am going to keep plugging it, but there's no royalties, I swear. But maybe there should be. After this episode, please at WWE. They really need to know how much I rep their content in here. Alexa's next big moment came when later in 2018, we got the first ever all-women's pay-per-view Evolution. I know. Where is Evolution 2, guys? We're 5 years on and still nothing. It's so disappointing. In October 2018, Alexa and Mickey began a feud with Hall of Famers Trish Stratus and Lita. This would lead to a tag match at the pay-per-view event, but sadly, Alexa would be pulled from the match due to a concussion she sustained during a match with Ronda Rousey at Hell in a Cell. Alicia Fox, a veteran of WWE, would replace Bliss, teaming with Mickie James. Alexa had a small moment still. She delivered a promo prior to the match and was ringside supporting her team. It was later announced she would take some time off to heal some ongoing injuries. But during this time, Alexa had been brought back to TV in a different capacity, almost like a talk show host. Like we see today in the Grayson Waller effect, it was called a moment of bliss. Yes, Grayson, you have Alexa to thank for that. Just saying. Alexa would bring guests onto her show, normally from the women's division, and stir up what trouble she could. Now, my favourite episode of A Moment of Bliss was the 21st of January 2019 episode when she announced after a brawl that she would be competing in her first ever Royal Rumble match. The previous year, she was the champ, so she was unable to compete, but she did sit ringside along with SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair and Stephanie McMahon on commentary for the first ever Women's Royal Rumble match. Alexa lasted 12 minutes and eliminated Ember Moon and Sonya Deville. In August 2019, Bliss would chase a different kind of title. She partnered with the ever crazy Nikki Cross and they went after the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. They did secure the belts on two occasions, making the team the first team ever to be 2-time Women's Tag Team Champions. It's interesting to say during a tag team run, that would mark the first time Bliss would become a face character on the main roster. Now, I want to skip forward to 2020. Bliss had a very good showing at the Royal Rumble, lasting 27 minutes. She entered at number 1 and eliminated Kairi Sane, Mia Yim, and Chelsea Green, before being eliminated herself by Bianca Belair. This would mark Alexa's second Royal Rumble match to this point, with 5 eliminations to her record. In July of 2020, Alexa was headed in a different direction. She would be seen mixing it up with the men. Bray Wyatt would use Braun's affection for Bliss against him when he used her image during their cinematic match at the horror show Extreme Rules. In July, the Fiend Bray Wyatt would attack Bliss and over the coming months see her turn to a more sadistic, evil side. She would become somewhat in a trance, her appearance becoming even darker, and she adopted his finishing move, the Sister Abigail. As part of the 2020 draft, The Fiend and Alexa were drafted to Raw. The Fiend was written off TV and Alexa ignited a feud with legend Randy Orton. She would interfere in his matches and even attacked him with a fireball. Brave. Not long after this, Bliss revealed Wyatt was her mentor, but she no longer needed him and she introduced a demonic doll with the name of, yes, Lily. Not very scary, is it? They could have picked Annabelle or something, I don't know. I do want to say a dark, demonic, or just purely evil female heel doesn't come along too often in this modern era of WWE. You know, we had Ariel from ECW, we had creepy Katie Lee Burchill and her brother. We got nobody meaner than Tamina, you know, Karma and crazy Nikki Cross, but nothing seems to ever stick. Alexa really ran with this character and it got so many angles and lots of time. Her work spoke volumes. In 2021, we saw Alexa involved in some random feuds with the likes of Shayna Baszler, Eva Marie, Nikki Cross, and Charlotte Flair. She even captured the 24/7 title, making her an 8-time champion, but immediately lost the title belt to Doudrop. I do miss that title. It was fun. And yes, it is still sat in my basket on WWE.com. Just thought I'd let you know. On October the 31st, 2022, Alexa would become a 9-time champion and 3-time women's tag team champion when she and Asuka beat champions Damage Control. They didn't hold the titles for long. I think it was actually less than a week, as the opportunity for a rematch came for Damage Control at the Crown Jewel pay-per-view in Saudi Arabia, just days later. An interference from Nikki Cross with a twisted neck breaker off the top rope allowed Dakota to sneak in for the pin and regain the women's tag team championships. Now, I just want to take this time before we reach the end to really just remind you who the hell Alexa Bliss is. She's a history maker, a SmackDown, Raw, 24/7, and women's tag team champion, a WrestleMania host, a talk show host, the only woman who got to work directly with the legend Bray Wyatt. She's had many character shifts and succeeded in each role with loyal fans behind her. She's a total diva, a mixed match challenge star, the second ever WWE Women's Triple Crown champion, and is on her impressive 10th year with WWE. She's the first ever 2-time SmackDown and Tag Team champion, entered WrestleMania a champion, and became the first female to cash in the Money in the Bank briefcase in the same night as winning it. So, what would we like to see next? I asked Twitter, or X, whatever you like to call it, a couple of questions. What would you like to see Alexa achieve upon her return? A Royal Rumble win? Defeat Rhea Ripley? Become a singles champion? Or form a faction? 42% of you voted for her to form a faction. That's what you'd like to see. I personally would like to see her win the Rumble and go on to beat Rhea at WrestleMania. Maybe have Nia win a Money in the Bank and cash in on her afterwards? Like a reversal? I don't know. I also asked, who would you like to see Alexa form a tag team or faction with? Scarlett, Cora Jade, Liv Morgan, or name another? 64% voted for Liv Morgan. Whilst I agree that would be fun, I'd also like to see a team with Scarlett or Cora, you know, like a heel tag team to take over the division. So the only question I had left, like in every other episode, should Alexa Bliss be inducted into the Hall of Fame? Or, worded differently, has Alexa Bliss had a Hall of Fame worthy career? My answer matched with 82% of yours on Twitter, and that is yes, I think so. I hadn't actually realized until going back how much Alexa had achieved. We see so many women get built up, achieve the unimaginable, and it becomes a constant stream of success for many that it's just so difficult to keep up with. But yes, I believe Alexa has achieved a great deal in a 10-year and counting career with WWE. I have no doubt that one day she will get her flowers. She's diverse, she can mix it up with the men, she can carry a division, and can hold the titles. All the titles. Whether it's her being the fairy of NXT, the mean girl of NXT, 5 Feet of Fury, the goddess of WWE, or the fiend's creation, she has given a lot to the fans, to the future stars of WWE. An absolute catalogue of moves and expressions, but most importantly, stories and animation. Alexa Bliss is a star. She can stand on her own or as part of a team, and I for one can't wait to see what her return brings. Will being a new mother bring a new dimension for Miss Bliss? I'm sure everyone would join me in saying I hope the last few months of her pregnancy go well, and we all pray for the safe arrival of a baby. Now, if you want to find out more about Alexa, her career, her rise to the main roster, and dealing with her injury, then check out WWE 365 Alexa Bliss. Absolutely worth a watch. It's heart-wrenching. You know, the documentary is raw, it's real, it sees her struggles and how she deals with those moments. Just join her, she recaps her career like I've tried to do here. So guys, that wraps up episode 4. Thank you all again for sticking with my product, for coming back month after month, for sharing and retweeting and helping this content grow. I'm hoping to have some more Twitter spaces coming soon and an interview with the host of Wrestle Dad's podcast. That should be fun. As always, the DMs are open. You know, if you've got any suggestions or anything you'd like to see on the coming episodes, just DM me. Find me on Twitter at Slee_Ryan. This podcast is available on Spotify, Spotify for Podcasters, Apple Podcasts, and I believe Google Podcasts too, but I'll check that out. Just search the title on these platforms and please hit follow or subscribe and you'll never miss another episode. Please don't forget to leave a star rating or review. It does all help. And as always, I'm still awaiting this ring announcing gig. Hit me up, guys. Hit me up. Now, there's nothing more to say, but I'll see you next time on They Made Their Way to the Ring. Ding, ding, ding.